If you're sick and tired of wasting time and money at mediocre entertainment parks and venues, then this podcast is for you. The Best of Family Fun and Entertainment podcast uncovers the secrets and guides you through the hidden gems that go above and beyond to ensure a memorable experience for you and your family. We'll take you behind the curtain with expert insights from industry professionals and leaders. So strap on your seatbelts, get ready for an entertainment adventure like no other with your host, Tim Murphy.
The thing you got to really look at when you're trying to make a decision of the first things you want to take a look at when you're going to a park is one, first, the drive-by opportunity. What does the park look like? That could be a water park. It could be a family entertainment center, amusement park, any type of recreational activity you're going to. Is the park in good condition or bad condition? Those are the things that you really got to take a look at. Well, when I say that is, it just like in real estate, is there curb appeal? If it doesn't look good, most likely the rest of the park is probably not taken care of. And what do I mean by that? Start looking at what's the landscaping look like? Is it overgrown? Are the trees pruned? If it's a palm tree area, and are the palm fronds cut? Are the hedges trimmed? Is the grass cut? Is the handrails painted? Is the metal painted? Or is it rusted? Is it falling down? Is it leaning in? There's a lot of things that gives you indication that a park doesn't look too good. Is trash all around the place? Has it really been policed and taken care of? If there's ponds there, are they clean? Are the fountains working or not working? There's a lot of things that's going to tell you before you ever step foot inside of a park what type of condition it's in. It doesn't matter where you are in the United States. There are so many parks that I've attended and looked at, you can tell they're in bad condition. That you're probably going to see something on the inside. And since I've gone and taken a look at a lot of these parks, you're going to see that. But first, look at it. Is the road taken care of? Is there a bunch of potholes? All these indications of where you may even go into before you enter the park, is it taken care of? Are lines striped? Or if it's a different type of parking lot, is it taken care of? Is it graded? If it's sandy or gravel or what have you? There's nothing wrong with any of the opportunities, but is it taken care of? Do they show pride in their property? Some of the parks I've gone into, fences are falling down. Probably good indications, probably not taken care of on the inside. If it's a water park, have the slides been reglazed? Sometimes they haven't been. Has the building been painted that you're coming up to? So there's a lot of different things you got to take a look at. But you know, when you see a rundown building, when you're driving through any city, you can kind of compare and what's taken care of in that particular area.
That's it for today's episode of Family Fun and Entertainment. Head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week that posts a review on iTunes will have a chance to win tickets for a family of four in our grand prize drawing. Be sure to head on over to thebestoffamilyfun.com and pick up a free copy of Tim's Gift and join us on the next episode.